Aleisho Chelek Beis Tav Reish Chaf Ches. The fourth set of essays is entitled Chayim, and this is the introduction. Yedu'ah Gemara b'Shelhei Makois. The Gemara at the end of Maseches Makois is well known. Ha'mevo'er is Kippah David ve'emid Teriyag Mitzvos Elachasesre. David HaMelech established the 630 Mitzvos on the basis of 11. By Yeshayahu ve'emidan al Sheish. Yeshayahu reduced it to 6. Ba Micha ve'emidan al Shaloish. Micha established everything upon three principles: Ma Hashem Elokecha Mevakesh Mimcha, Ki Maaseh Mishpat, etc. Chaza Yeshayahu Ve'emidan Al Shetayim, Yeshayahu brought it down to 2. Hayud Aleph Ve'ashesh Shalem He'emidus Atayag, Hem Kulam Midois. Those 11 and the 6th upon which the Tayag Mitzvah is established are Midois. העניין מסבואר על פי מה שכתב רבי חיים ויטני שמסועדן בשערי הקדושה, חלק א' שער בייס. And we've seen this before in Alei Shur. What רבי חיים ויטל writes is כי המידוי סן כיסא ויסויד ושורש והחנוי סיקריוס אל תרג המצוויס. Midois are the seat, the foundation, the root, the prerequisites for the תרג המצוויס. אי אפשר לעשות מצווה עם השכל לבד. One cannot do a mitzvah just with one's intellect. אי אפשר בלי מידויס תבויס. We've learned before that midois tavois activate the body. They are the ones that stimulate the body to do. And this is why Chazal had such a severe attitude towards midois reois. For example, Gemara in Shabbos, I think, Daf Kuf Hey, about anger. Mish yesh bo gesus haruach hu kikofer ba'ikar. Gemara in Seita, somebody with arrogance is like, it's tantamount to denying Kadosh Baruch Hu v'chadome. They made very scathing comments about people with midas ra'is. Ki asherish la'avidah zara hi midas akas. The root of avidah zara is a midah called anger. V'asherish lichfira ga'ava. The root for denial of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and rejection is Ga'ava. Me'idach, im ha-midois en tuivois. On the other hand, if midois are good, yochal adam bekalus lekayim kol ha-mitzvois, ki ha-midois is reis b'zeh. Then a person is easily able to fulfill the mitzvois because the midois helped in this. Doir ha-midbar haya mushlam be-midois, lachen kol taryag ha-mitzvois iskaymo az bishlei musan. In Dor ha-midbar, we find completion in midois, and therefore all the mitzvois were fulfilled then. Ach hadoyrois yuridim, the race, the generations decline, midois miskalkelois, midois become spoiled. Ve'achulsha betikunan hulechas u'nizgabez. Weakness in repairing and improving midois becomes stronger and stronger. Gedolei hadoyrois nasnu da'atam al zeh. So gedolei hadoyrois, long history, paid attention to this. Ve'chipsu eitzois lahamid doyram al basis kazeh. They sought counsel. They sought advice to be able to establish their generation on such a foundation, שיוכלו לקיים כל המצוויס בשלימוס, so that the generation would be able to fulfill all the mitzvois with completion, with perfection. מצא דוד המלך עליו השלים 11 מידויס. So David המלך found 11 such מידויס, שאם יהיו שלמים בוהן, if people will be perfect in them, יהיה זה הבסיס לקיים כל התורה כולה בשלימוס. That will be a solid foundation to fulfill the entire Torah with perfection. Yeshayahu Navi he'emid es dor al basis shel sheish midois. He started off establishing his generation on the basis of 6 midois. V'chaza u'matza lehem shetei midois. And then later on, as the Gemara in Makoi says, he found 2 midois. Shehen kolelois b'shoshan es kol tayag mitzvois. They include in their root all tayag mitzvois. In brackets, haritzeh le'ayin yoseh b'sugya zoi. Ya'inem b'rashi al asa. So look at Rashi there in Makoi. V'hamharsha. המהר"ל בנציב האמונה והדס חוכמה מוסר חלק א' מאמר חפטס. בסוף כל המעמידים איסא שם, so at the end of all this מעמידים, דוד העמידן, ישעיה העמידן, מיכה, at the end, the Gemara concludes, בא עמויס והעמידן על אחס. עמויס הנביא established it all on one שנאמר, פסוק עם עמויס of course, כה אמר השם לבית ישראל, דרשוני וחיו, seek me out and live. That's the one foundation, seek me out and live. מסקיף לה רב נחמן ביצחק, אימא דרשוני בכל התורה כולה. Maybe when it says דרשוני, it means with the entire Torah, in the entire Torah. אלא בא חבקוק ועמידן על אחס. Rather, רב נחמן ביצחק says, it's חבקוק הנביא that established everything on one principle שנאמר, וצדיק באמונסוי יחיה. The principle of אמונה. That brings חיים. Mimahalacha Gemaranika, from the process of the Gemara, the way it plays out, it seems Shechazal chipesu b'mida ha'achas ha'mesugeles le'amidus adoros ha'roinim mida sheyesh b'segula shel chayus. What Chazal were looking for in that one mida that would be able to sustain all subsequent generations, a mida that has the property of chayus. Dirshuni v'chiyu, tzadik b'monosei yichye, that mida which brings to chayim. Mida zo matzu be'amois. So first the Gemara says that pertains to pasuk in Amois. Koach ha'derisha, dirshuni, seek me out. Koach ha'derisha u'shoresh lo'is ha'chayus rochanis ha'gnuza b'chol tayag ha'mitzvah. That power of seeking is the root for that spiritual life which is there, inherent in all the tayag mitzvahs. Ulam Rav Nachman b'Yitzchak Parich, the Gemara asked, she'en zimuchach she'amois given le'koyach ha'derisha. And it's not necessarily so. One can't prove that Amois Hanavi was speaking about that power of seeking. Ve'ulai kavanaso le'kiyum kol ha'Torah kula. It may be that he was speaking about fulfilling the entire Torah, and that will bring life. Ve'lachen ha'maskana ki chavakuk. And therefore the Gemara settles on chavakuk, ki shoresh ha'chayus nimtza be'emuna. The root of vitality, of spiritual life, is found in emuna. Midas Chazal b'sugya zo yinimtzenu l'medim. What emerges, at any rate, from this is ki b'shtei midois elu tamun ha'shoresh shel oisa chayus. These two midois, drisha and emuna, they contain within them this root of that life she'atorah miskavenes l'aknos l'klal Yisrael, that Torah wishes to impart to Klal Yisrael, that higher grade of life. B'yosenu miskoninim ko'is l'ikanes l'mareches chayim, as we prepare to enter the set of essays on chayim, nakdim Allah es ha'isboinenus bohen. So we have to start off by examining these two midois. Paragraph Aleph. Ha'mischak ahuv b'Yisrael tinokos u'machboim. Children are very fond of playing hide and seek. Mishu mischabe v'atinok b'chapes eisoi. So people hide, the child looks for them. Umar rabaitza halasek asher mutze oisoi. It's a great joy when he manages to find the other person who's hiding. B'mischak ze ba lidei gilui matzav v'gam koyach yisodi ba'adam. In this innocent game, we discover something fundamental in a human being. Devarim rabim mechusim einenu. There's much that's hidden from us. Im ba'olam, im ba'Torah. In the world, the things that are hidden from us in Torah. U'mas'as nafshenu legalisam. We wish to discover them. Legilui nistaris eile mismaser alamdan b'Torah s'nigle. So to discover these hidden things in the Torah, the lamdan devotes himself when he learns Torah, which is revealed. Ha'mekubal b'nistar. The mekubal devotes himself to revealing these hidden aspects in the Nistar, and the scientist devotes himself to discovering through his science, through his experimentation, these hidden aspects of nature. There are many, many hidden things in the individual himself and in his Avodas Borei. There's this fundamental, basic desire to know the Creator. Aval eichu v'me yakirehu. How? How should one come to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu? V'roitze l'avod avida amitis. He wishes to really serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'achmai ha'derech b'zeh. What's the path over here? The pasuk in Mishlei Perek Bei says, Im tevakshena kakesef, if you seek it like silver, uchmatmonim tachpesena, search for it like treasures. As tovin yiras Hashem. You will understand yiras Hashem v'das elokim timtze. You will find knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the pasuk compares the search for knowledge with the search for a treasure. If we knew of some treasure that's hidden, if we really came across an authentic pirate map with X marking the spot and we were convinced that it really is real, we would not save any effort whatsoever. We wouldn't withhold anything. We would go and we would search and dig and do our best to find it. On a more common level, a person who just wants to succeed in business, some leilois kayamim, works very long hours, is prepared to travel to the ends of the world, to Papua New Guinea and to Tierra del Fuego, and no matter where, he'll travel. That's the level of seeking Yiras Hashamayim. That's the type of effort and dedication that is required. That's what the Pasuk in Mishlei says it. If you seek it like silver or like treasures, the way that people devote themselves to business. Ha'emes le'olam eina munachas al hashetach. We learned this already in Ma'ariches Ha'emes, that truth never lies on the surface. Lifamim uchachim lisreimem. Sometimes a person has to rise above the surface. Ki berum uvgova imtzewa. You can only find the truth at my much higher level. Velifamim ala mechapes le'amik. Sometimes the searcher has to go deep, delve. Ki davka bo'imek itizgale. It will be found davka in depth. Nikach lemashal. We're going to have an example over here of this. Nikach lemashal es hachataim shel dor hamidbar. The chataim that are described of that generation of the Exodus, kigon ha-mis'inenim v'mis'avim, b'farashas b'ha'alo yisecha, the people who complained. Mi shemorid es ha-parasha le'misho shebo hu atzmo imed, a person who pulls down this description to the plane where he stands. In other words, he's looking for this, for the truth on the surface. He pulls it down to where he's standing, that plane. Yispale al ha-dorehu. So he finds this perplexing. How is it that people given the man are complaining and they want to eat their onions and melons and whatever it is? Then he reaches the conclusion that we must be on a far greater level than that generation. And you'll find it puzzling as to what the Torah wants to teach him in such a thing about such gross people. Kamuvan gishazos mufreches miyikara. Such an approach is invalid right from the outset. Lehavin sipurei Torah aleinu ladas ki atoros elamdu b'madagos na'alos ad me'oid. To understand these anecdotes from the Torah, we need to know that those generations stood at very high levels, וכדי להבין את מעשיהם וגם חטאיהם, to understand what they did, and also their חטאים. אנו צריכים להסרימם מעל מצבנו אנו. One has to rise above the plane where one is standing in order to understand it. And this is what we're going to do now. The author explains. כלל גדול הוא אצלנו. We have a fundamental rule. החטאים של דור המדבר קשה לנו להבין. That the חטאים of דור המדבר are difficult to understand. אם נרצה לקבל מושג מהם, if a person wishes to have some inkling of those חטאים, עלינו להסבונן במצבנו במוצאי יום הכיפורים. What you need to do is to look at where we hold as יום הכיפורים leaves, at the end of יום כיפור. אחרי ישעלוס כזאת ביום שלם, after such growth, such exaltation over an entire day, כיצד יוצאים ממנו, how does one emerge from יום כיפור? In Berikud, if they happen to be dancing, is it truly joy for the fact that the avoinois of the individual have been forgiven? Or is it just perikas oil, just literally to cast off the yoke of the holy day, and the person does it by dancing? When the person then breaks his fast, can one still, in that meal, discern something of the holiness of the day in the conversation that takes place, in the way that one eats, in the brachois? Is the entire seuda characterized by pikas oil? Just dig in. We need to ask ourselves further, why is this such a powerful impetus to be pirek all after Yom Kippur? This is the fundamental answer. It's really profound. Mipnei shekashehu leachzik ma'amad zman rav b'mitzvah shel isalus. It is difficult to hold on for a long time in a state of exaltation. It's hard to sustain. Ve'kan niftach lenu eshnav katan lavin ktsas es chetei rishonim. Here we have a tiny window to understand a little bit the chataim of those generations. The pasukin ba'al yischa, zachanu es hadaga shenochal b'mitzayim chinam. We remember the fish that we ate in Mitzayim chinam, es hakishuim, es habatechim, es hachatzir, es habetzalim, es hashumim. All of those vegetables that they had. Ze lo haya te'avin pashut lidvarim ele. It wasn't like the person who thinks, who's standing on his level and schleps down the parasha to his level. It wasn't a simple appetite for these things. Ela bitui l'ritzinam l'redes ma'amatzav ha'ilai shel ochli ha'man shayalechem abirim. It's rather an expression for their wish to leave this exalted state of Ochlei Haman, which is, as the Pasuk puts it, Lechem Abirim, Lechmam Shel Malachim. It's a food given to Malachim. Without doubt, there were all sorts of wondrous properties to it. Hare Chazal say in Tanchuma, Parashas Beshalach, Loi Nitenat Torah Ela Le'Ochlei Haman. The Torah is given to Ochlei Haman. It came with strings attached. It wasn't just something that you ate. They felt that they no longer had the strength to maintain, to sustain such a high spiritual voltage. They are told, they rebuke. You rejected Hashem who is in your midst. Hashem says to them, if I didn't plant my presence among you, your heart would not have risen. In other words, there wouldn't be this arrogance to enter into these things. Meaning, chata'im shenaladu mimatzav shel hashra'as ha-shechina. Those chata'im that are born out of a situation where the Shechina was among them, einam doimim lechata'im shelanu. They are very different to our chata'im. That's the answer. Mi shenichuin b'choyach ha-derisha. A person who has this power of seeking, he will rise from his level to understand the stories told by the Torah. Then he'll be able to understand things that appear odd, perplexing in Avodas Hashem. A person without this koyach derisha, he'll pull down these incidents to his plane. He will not understand anything of it. Found it surprising that the Torah brings such simplistic stories. Once again, every revelation, every truth is either found at heights or in depth. It is never found on the superficial plane. That's true for Beri'ah, if one is seeking the laws of nature. Batirah, it's true for Torah, v'cholin enei adam, in all issues to do with human beings. David HaMelech, alav ha-shalom, ispalel, this is a pasuk in Tehilim, perek yudzayin, paletan of shi, says to Hashem, save my soul, mimesim yadcha Hashem, mimesim echelech, elkam b'chaim, utzfuncha temalei vitnam. Your hidden things, they fill their stomachs with. And the author explains, anshei ha'ilam shechelkam b'chaim ativ'iyim, the vast majority of humanity, who live a natural life. Memalim bitnam bitzvunav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They fill their stomach with the hidden things of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Einem margishim ki oichel shem zelelim. They don't sense, there's no inkling at all that that their gluttony, the food that they eat, huma she HaKadosh Baruch Hu zanes ha'ilam kuloi betuvoi bechein bechesev rachamim. There's no indication of that at all. They don't sense at all that when they're eating, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chein and chesed rachamim. Ve'mevalim eschem bidvarim tsefunim. They waste their lives with these hidden things, mibili legalos me'uma mikol ha'tzafon b'olam, without discovering anything of all that is inherent in the world, hidden within the world. Ve'dovid ha'melech alav ha'shalom omer ha'loisan ha'nois gufanioes atzman, on the very same physical pleasures, he says, va'ani betzedek echezeh panecha. I see your countenance. On the very same pleasures, he discerns what's behind that. Perhaps you would have expected that the parsha of Matan Torah would be called by Moshe's name. But in any case, Yisroi. It's called by him. Yesh de'ash Yisroi acha Matan Torah ba. There is an opinion both in Chazal and in the Rishonim that Yisroi came after Matan Torah. Ve'im ken yikshem oid lama yikdim ha-Torah sipur bo'i lefni Matan Torah. If you take that view, why does the Torah place that whole incident when he comes with Tzipurah and her two sons? Why does the Torah describe it before Matan Torah? Ve'ine Yisroi yadugma ledoresh umvakesh. Yisroi is a prototype, he's a role model for a seeker. Shelo yiniach avida zara shelo avadah ad shigel ha-karas emes vizgir. There was no Avodah Zarah that didn't serve until he reached the truth, he sought the truth, and he was Mizgayer. Gam bevoel machane b'Yisrael. And then, even then, when you spend time among the Kim, hayalem le'inayim. Moshe Rabbeinu says that you were like eyes to us in Baal Yisrael. Chipesu matza derech la'kel me'al Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom ba'avid. Asa lishpuit es ha'am. He sought some way to make the task of judging the people easier. Ulai zei kavanas ha'Torah b'akdamas parashas Yisrael matan Torah. Perhaps, according to those opinions that hold, that even though Yisrael came after Matan Torah, the incident described before, why did we put it before Matan Torah? Perhaps the answer is lelamdenu ki davka bechoach hadrisha misgalim l'adam tzfunesa shel Torah kedusha. To teach us that it's through the power of seeking, which is exemplified by Yisroi, that's why it comes before Matan Torah. To tell you, this individual who exemplifies the power of drisha, of seeking out, that's what you need in order to reveal the hidden things of the Torah kedusha. Bechoach ha-drisha yesh chayus. We started with this pasuk in Amos. Dirshuni v'chiyu. The power of seeking has this higher grade of life. Hen etzem ha-drisha v'chipus b'chayes ha-adam. The very act of seeking and searching gives vitality to the person, gives him life. U'magam kashe u'zoche legalos mashi mischobe b'zoche tereh. That's just the process of seeking. Certainly, it's a kol shekein v'kal v'chomer. When a person merits to discover something hiding, hidden within the Torah, or b'soch habriyah, or within nature, or b'soch ma'amakei adam atzmo, we discover something within the depths of the human experience, whether it's in one's psychology or midos or whatever it is. Ramzulane chazal, so chazal in that Gemara in Makos hint to us, ki koyach ze, this power of seeking out, hu hasheresh le'isach chayus, that's the root of that life, hamislabeshes bechol teyag mitzvos ha'Torah. That life that characterizes all Toyaga mitzvois, asher al kein koach hadrisha hu ha'ma'amid lechol ha'Torah kula. That's why that first opinion in the Gemara says that that power that Amos describes, the koach hadrisha, that's what supports the entire superstructure of Torah altogether. Adkan.